Hello? Is anyone there? This is the police.
Good evening, sir. My name is Officer Jules. May I have a word with you? Well, sir, it appears we received some troubling reports from your neighbors, and I was asked to come down here and make sure everything is all right.
What kind of reports?
Well, we received calls from several of your neighbors, who all claim to have heard sounds of women screaming coming from your home. Yes, sir, I am serious. According to these reports, several neighbors have witnessed you entering this house over the last few weeks with various women, sometimes two or three at a time. Not long afterwards, loud screams were heard coming from the house. One neighbor claimed that many of these women were heard, and I quote, begging for mercy. They kept shouting things like, oh God, oh God, oh fuck, and please, 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 not so rough, before going back to screaming and moaning like fucking banshees. Pardon my language, but that's what he... excuse me, sir, are you laughing at me? Would you mind explaining to me what you find so funny about all of this? These are serious allegations being made against you by your neighbors, and I expect you to take this more seriously. Now, you need to tell me exactly what you've been doing with these women, or I'm going to have to take you down to the station and... Oh. You say there's a logical explanation for all of this. Well, great. I'd love to hear it. You've met those women online, on dating sites for... size queens? What exactly is a size queen? What? You're being serious. It's a woman that likes to have sex with men who have huge, throbbing cocks. I don't. Are you trying to tell me that all of those screams, all of the moaning, all of the begging for mercy that your neighbors heard are all because you fucked those women until they started screaming like a bunch of cock sluts? Forgive my language. It's just that all of this is very hard to believe. You expect me to take your word on all of this. That your suspicious behavior your neighbors have witnessed is actually because you have a huge, fat, veiny cock hidden in your pants. Well, I'm sorry, sir, but I'm afraid I'm going to need more than just your word to convince me that what you're saying is true. You want to know what else you can offer in your defense? Tell you what, sir. Why don't I come inside for a bit? Maybe we could investigate these allegations better if we had a little privacy. Thank you, sir. It's a very nice place you have here. Would you mind if I take a look around? Thank you, sir. Let's see. Kitchen looks clean. It doesn't seem... like there's anything to be suspicious of in the bathroom. The bedroom looks empty. There doesn't seem to be anything here. At least nothing that would arouse any suspicion. One last thing, sir. Would you consent to a full body pat down just to be sure? You would? Thank you, sir. Now, let's see. Well, it doesn't seem like there's any... Wait, what? Sir, there appears to be some kind of large, blunt object hidden in your pants. Are you carrying a concealed weapon of some kind? You say that's your... Wait. You're telling me that that is your cock? Oh my God, there is no way that massive thing can be your cock. Well, yes, I know what you said earlier. You told me you had a huge throbbing cock and all, but this is just... Fuck. I need to see this thing for myself. Holy fuck. This cock, it's enormous. I mean, holy hell, I thought I've seen big ones in my life, but just look at it. Look at the size of that shaft. It's so long and veiny. Holy fuck. I can actually feel your pulse beating as I stroke this monster. And that head. How big and plump it's getting. It's nearly the size of an apple. Jesus. What's that? No, I'm not stroking you off. That would be completely unprofessional for an officer such as myself. I'm merely examining a suspicious object I found on your person. There's nothing wrong with that, is there? Jesus. This cock. It's a disservice to even call it a cock. Regular guys might have cocks, but this is a goddamn baseball bat attached to your waist. How do you fit something like this in your pants? Oh, and speaking of baseballs, I think I see two of them dangling down between your legs. My God, would you just look at the size of those testicles? They look like grapefruits. They're so massive. Let me just try and... I can't even fit them both in my hand. They're that big. I can't even... I'm supposed to be searching you, aren't I? Not kneeling on my knees in front of you, stroking that shaft with one hand as the other tries desperately to cut these gigantic balls of yours. Okay. I admit, I may be acting a little bit unprofessional and completely out of order right now, but... I just can't stop stroking this monster of a cock. So, let me ask you, how much cum do you figure you have in those balls of yours? Because I imagine if you shoot your load right now, you'd hit the fucking ceiling. If you came right now, you'd spray me like a goddamned fire hose. Would you whitewash the walls with your spunk? Would you coat my face with your jizz, or maybe you'd prefer to dump your load all over my big, soft, round tits? Do you like my tits, baby? Do you want to see these big, fat tits of mine bounce up and down on your cock? It's my duty to serve the public, you know. What a better way to do that than service this huge fucking cock of yours. Do you like it when I wrap my tits around this huge cock of yours, baby? Dear God, I thought my tits were huge, but they look practically tiny when compared to this massive pole sticking out from between them. Oh, Jesus Christ, are you coming? No? Then what the hell is all of this? Pre-cum? You're telling me this is just pre-cum shooting out of your cock? Holy shit. Your cock is shooting out pre-cum the way normal guys shoot for full load. Oh my God, you've practically covered my tits in it. I can't even imagine what it'll look like when you finally blow your nut. Fuck, I want to find out. So good. Oh, so salty. so delicious. Fuck. Holy shit. I can barely get my mouth around this thing. It'd be a miracle if I can fit the head into my mouth, let alone the rest of this beast. I think that's it. There's no way it can go any deeper. What the hell? What were you thinking, shoving that huge thing into my mouth like that? Don't you know you're supposed to respect police officers, not throat fuck them? You say you are just giving me a helping hand. Yeah, right. God damn, has your cock gotten even bigger? How is that possible? You know what? I think I just realized how you can prove your innocence to me. Yeah. Yeah, I think the only way you can prove to me what you're saying is true is if you pin me over right now and fuck me with that huge fucking cock of yours. I mean, when you think about it, it's the only way I can know for sure that you've been honest with me. I mean, it's not like I need to have this huge fucking cock inside my tight, wet pussy. No. This is just me verifying your side of the story. I wouldn't be acting like a fucking whore for you. I'd just be doing good police work. Good, thorough police work. Now, you wouldn't want to obstruct an officer in the course of her duty, would you? I thought not. So, be a good citizen and stick that cock deep inside my dripping, wet cop cunt. Fuck, wait, sort of. Jesus Christ. The head of that cock is really big. Holy shit, what the hell is I thinking? This monster cock is going to tear me in half. Oh god, fuck. Please. I'm begging you to go easy on me. Matsurova. I can't believe it. It's completely inside of me. I've never had something inside of me this big before. I'm actually a little scared right now. Oh, you're fucking me. Oh, you're fucking me so deep. Holy shit. This feels so good. Oh, who would have thought a cock this big would feel so good? Jesus Christ. Where's this cock been all my life? Fuck. Oh, fuck. Shit. I'm gonna come. Oh, I'm gonna come in this big cock. Oh, fuck. Fuck. Are you gonna come? do it, bleed out all over me. In fact, oh, I'm sorry. I'm sorry for doubting your story before. I should have listened to you. I've been a bad, bad cop, and I deserve to be punished. So punish me. Blow that load all over my body. Mark me as one of your dirty little cop sluts. Shoot it on my face, on my tit, wherever you want. On wherever you want. Paint my body white with your cum. Do it. Fucking blow your load all over me. Holy fuck. You came so much. I'm completely soaked in your cum, baby. What are your neighbors going to think when they see a cop coming out of your home covered in your jizz? Oh, shit. My screaming must have alerted half the neighborhood by now. I better call the station and let them know everything's all right before they call in the fucking SWAT team. After a thorough investigation, it is my conclusion that the allegations against you are completely false. Thank you so much for your cooperation, sir. Although, I think I might need to perform a follow-up investigation in a couple of days. Just to make sure. Also, I'm going to be wanting the name of that website you found those women on for research. After all, I'm a fucking size queen too.